Why is it you think that so many people are filled with doctrines that are not what the Bible says? What's your thoughts? Do you ever think about that? Why is it people come in with some reasoning, some, I guess you could just call it an excuse, for not believing? They have an agenda that they're promoting, which they seek to promote even, which is contrary to what is written. Have you ever thought about that? Typically, we've had people come in and they're promoting a certain sort of doctrine which is in opposition to what the Word of God very clearly says. Now, God is God. God cannot lie, and God does not change. And God has bound himself. Yeah, he has. He literally has bound himself by his word, which is written. He will perform his word. And yet, people want to promote things that are contradictory to the word of God. Now, one of the things that they're going to generally say is that there's some sort of dichotomy between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Even our Jewish brethren, soon to be, they have a veil over their eyes. And certainly, the most important reason is they don't have the Holy Spirit, because the words of God are spiritually discerned. And yet, people come in, they've got a testimony that they used to be a Christian, or once upon a time they were a Christian. And now, they're trying to promote some rationalization or excuse that they have that contradicts the Word of God. First off, there are no contradictions in the Word of God. God cannot lie, and God does not change. There are no contradictions. There are some paradoxes, yes. Well, what about Old Testament, New Testament? What about Old Covenant, New Covenant? Good question. Very good question. And I suppose this is one of the most important understandings that people have to have, is to know who it was that was teaching Moses. Yes. Who was it that was teaching Moses? Who told him, tell him I am that I am. Tell him, I am, has sent thee. Who was it that took his finger and wrote in stone the Ten Commandments of God's royal law, the law of the king, of God's royal law of love, life, and liberty? Who was that? And you must know who that was. That's no slip. You must know who that was. Jesus, Yeshua, the God of Israel, the only true God, is the God who led his people out of bondage in Egypt. Israel, the born again ones. Yeah? Yeah, that's truly the most basic meaning of the word Israel, the born again ones. That's why Yeshua said to Nicodemus, art thou a ruler, a master, a great teacher in Israel, and you don't even know what Israel means? Verily I say unto you, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And let's face it, this is number one reason. Number one reason why people are not believers. They don't have faith. You have to have the Holy Ghost if you're going to have faith. Oh, yes, you do. You really do. The devils believe better than we do. But to have faith, that's what faith is. Belief plus the Holy Ghost. And they've never really, truly been born again. It was shocking. Ebenezer said, Jim, you know when a man really gets born again, it's the worst day of his life. I said, what? But yeah, think about it. A man truly is born again, you do not fit anywhere in this world today. It would be good to see Brother Ebenezer in here right now. I said, well, what about this group? Oh, yeah, you fit here now. Yeah, you found a place you can fit. If you can put up with it, you found a place where you can fit. Yes. People are going to love you no matter what. People may chew you out if you're on base and contradict the word of God. But they'll be praying for you. They'll be glad to see you. Yes, they will. They love you enough. They'll give you the correction. Yeah, they will. See, we've been so steeped in feigned affection that when the real thing comes along, real, genuine, biblical love, they're likely to call it hate speak and accuse you falsely of being unloving. But this is a big deal. This is a big part of the problem that people who once upon a time were believers or used to be believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a big problem that they have, is that there is some sort of great difference, some great dichotomy or great difference or, two different books, the Old Testament and the New Testament. No, there are not two different books. In fact, the one who taught the Torah to Moses tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, last two verses, the one who taught Moses had John tell us in his Gospel, chapter 5, last two verses, if you had believed Moses, you would believe also in me, for he wrote of me. You see, if you've got any idea of who it was that taught the Torah to Moses other than the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Somebody will love you enough to tell you, hey, you're going to hell, son. So, well, that doesn't seem fair. Well, guess what? You don't seem like God to me. Don't you dare call God an unrighteous judge. He couldn't make it any more fair because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us deserve to go to that place that God created for the devil and his angels. Every one of us deserve that. That's what we deserve. But we don't have to get what we deserve because the price and the provision, the propitiation, if you will, was paid by that one who taught the Torah to Moses. And those things that we get from Moses, those letters ought to be just as red as the ones we find in the Gospels, because it's the same one. Jesus was teaching that stuff to Moses. And I think this is one of the biggest problems people have. The biggest problem, of course, is they don't have the Holy Ghost. But the next biggest problem that they have is that they do not understand who it was that taught the Torah to Moses. Moses certainly didn't make it up. And he testified over and over that it was the Lord, the I Am, the God of Israel, who gave him what he was to faithfully give to us. And Jesus made it clear. You don't have that Old Testament foundation You may think you understand the New Testament, but according to what Jesus said in those last two verses of John chapter 5, you don't. You only think you do. If any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. So it's a major thing that we need to try to be equipped and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit when we come across someone who is trying to promote an agenda which only serves to salve their conscience from the wickedness that remains and the hopelessness that remains when one does not really and truly believe what God said. Because the Old Testament foundation must be there if you're going to have a right understanding of the New Testament. And without the New Testament revelation, you cannot properly understand the Old Testament. Now, we have a covenant with God. God did not need a covenant. Humanity needed the covenant. God did not need a covenant. No. But humanity sure did. And God, this wonderful, awesome God, almighty, eternal, omniscient, omnipresent, this God has given his word. And he does not change, and he cannot lie. And you might say, believe it or go to hell. It really is that simple. Because God could not be more fair than paying that price that we, none of us, could pay. If anybody's going to be saved, it will be by grace 100%. And I guess that's why I like that gospel song of Johnny Cash and his wife June Carter Cash. Were you there? If you really go to the cross, even now, in your mind's eye, if you take a quick trip to the cross, you see your King. And you know he was the one that said, let there be light. You see your King there doing what he did for me and you. That we don't have to get what we deserve. I sure tremble. Oh yeah, it causes me to tremble. How short we come to a really right response to such love. Say, well, I'll come a little short. Yeah, we do. But you see, that's not what it is. That's not what causes people to go to heaven or hell. God made a very definite article way. One and only way. There is one and only straight gate that we must press through. Either we do it God's way or we're going to get what we deserve. And everybody deserves hell. Most people won't like to admit it. Most people lie to themselves. But the truth is they deserve to go to hell. Shalom, Jane. Just what you need to hear. Yeah, it's exactly what you need to hear. I'm loving you as best I can. Praise God. Hallelujah. You get rid of that New Age, because there ain't nothing new about New Age. It's the same old satanic religion of selfism and deception. We're talking about the basics. Why people have such a hard time understanding the Bible. They need to be born again, of course, the main reason. But the other reason is they don't know who it was that taught the Torah to Moses. That it was the Lord Jesus Christ who taught that Torah to Moses, see. And you got to get that foundation. You got to have that foundation of the Old Testament for understanding of the New Testament that is not confusing. God didn't change. Now, we do have a new covenant. You can study the law of Moses as long as you want to study it, and you'll find there is no provision in the law of Moses for the willful sin. Now, one of the problems in understanding is that there are four different categories of law, all of which use that same little three-letter word, law. And we should try to get in the habit of asking the question of the Holy Spirit, what law is it? What are the four types of laws? Okay, the first type of law is the law of sin and death. Works every time. It's 100% effective. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Do you know anybody born more than 150 years ago that hadn't died? I don't think so. Everybody's going to die because everybody has sinned. If you wouldn't have sinned now, you wouldn't have had to die, because the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. That's the law of sin and death. And our King took the curse of that law of sin and death. He took the curse of that law of sin and death and took it upon himself. Well, I mean, physical death. Physical death. He took the curse of that law and he died a physical death. Now, he is the life. Okay, you couldn't kill him. He had to be willing to take that curse of the law of sin and death. See, and this was the greatest violation of the law of sin and death that was possible. The devil and his host of hell, if they had known, and that's why God had to release certain things gradually along the way, and that's why you have to read that Old Testament before you get into the New Testament, because had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But once they were guilty of the only one who had never sinned, getting him killed, and he had to agree to this because it couldn't happen otherwise. Once they did that, they violated the law of sin and death. He had never sinned. He was pouring out the blood of God. He was manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. He is God. He is the I Am that taught that Torah to Moses. And once Satan did that, from the cross, right before he gave up the ghost, he said, "It is finished." He finished Satan and the entire host of hell. If you have some other faith, some other religion than faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to hell. And that's the only loving thing anybody can tell you in deed and in truth. God has provided one way that you don't have to get what you deserve. Everybody deserves to go to hell. Everybody. You'll never see anyone who does not deserve to go to hell. Everybody deserves to go to hell. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. But God made a way. God made a way that you don't have to get what you deserve. And you despise that way? You know, they killed people under the law of Moses at the mouth of two or more witnesses for violating the law of God. Of how much sorer punishment shall he be thought worthy who hath done despite to the blood of God and counted the blood of God an unholy thing? Just regular old blood, no. No, God provided a way. The only begotten Son of God was manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Now, you're going to have some religion. Everybody got some religion. It may be a religion you concoct yourself in your own mind. But religion will take you to hell. There is one true God, and one way provided. Now that's the first of the four types of laws, the law of sin and death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. All right, the second kind of a law is the law of Moses. 613 commandments. It's part of a covenant that God made with his people. And God's a covenant-keeping God. Now, God never does anything but perfect. There was nothing wrong with that covenant. But there was a fault found with the heart of the people. They just didn't, in their heart, want to keep it. So, that brought forth the necessity for the new covenant. Never forget, God did not need a covenant with humanity. It was human beings that need a covenant with God. And in the new covenant, he brought in a better priesthood with a better sacrifice and better cleansing, whereby we could be cleansed even to the purifying of the conscience. You see, in the law of Moses, 613 commandments, there was no provision whatsoever for the willful sin, and everybody's done it. But there was no provision as close as you could get is what happened in the temple on Yom Kippur. But there was no provision for the willful sin in those 613 commandments in the law of Moses. But does that mean that the ones that didn't get changed are done away? Absolutely not. Who gave those laws? Isn't the one who gave those laws the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Isn't the one who gave those laws to Moses the one who does not change and who cannot lie? Yes, indeed it is. So you need those laws. You need to know what they are. Why would you say that? Well, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The way people seek the kingdom of God is by reading that Holy Bible, that KJV Holy Bible. That's the only way anybody can seek the kingdom of God. Wow, that's a rash statement. And it's true. It is very true. Because the kingdom of God is established by the words of the king. And when you read that book, you're learning to know better what the king has said. You are truly and genuinely seeking the kingdom of God, which is established by the words of the king. And that's the only place you get the words of the king, pure and undefiled. It is the only place where you can get the words of the king and the words that establish the kingdom of God in a pure and undefiled form. It does not exist any other way. So the law of Moses, 613 commandments, the law of sin and death, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And then you have the oral law. The rabbis were so famous for the oral law, the traditions, the things that religious people added to what God had said. And the rabbis were most famous for that. They were really good at that. Adding to, giving us some traditions. Well, see, you're reading the wrong stuff, Jane. Shalom, truth seeker. Reading the wrong stuff. You need to get a KJV Holy Bible, park it right there for 6 weeks, months, whatever, and read it from in the beginning in Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth. You read every word of that straight through in order to the amen in Revelation 22:21. Oh, you're going to know something. God had to write this book. You're going to know something if you do that. You're going to know this book had to be written by God. Well, that's what you'll know. And you're not going to know it because I tell you. But you read it that way and you'll know God had to write this book because it is so obviously written outside of linear time. It is so profoundly obviously written outside of linear time. That's how you'll know. Who can write outside of linear time but God? Who can tell us the end from the beginning but God? That's how you'll know. And you're not going to know any other way. You will not know any other way. So we've got the law of sin and death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. We've got the law of Moses, 613 commandments, some of which have been superseded by a better priesthood with better promises and a better means of cleansing and a better, oh, glory to God, let's say it right, perfect sacrifice. But the rest of it still applies. And the king said so. Yes, the king said so. Okay, and then we get this oral law. These additions of religious men, not God. God didn't say that. As a matter of fact, what God says, don't you add to my word. Don't you add to it. Don't you take away from it. But you see, that's what the oral law, that's what the oral law was all about. The traditions of men. It wasn't what God said, it's what they thought God should have said. Like they're smarter than God. How silly can you get? It's that presumptuous. And that was the law that got nailed to the cross of Messiah. All that stuff added by the rabbis, you get back to the word. This is why Jesus came down so hard on these religious leaders. Because they were constantly teaching their own rationalizations as though they somehow were more important. Their revelations, their religious traditions were more important than the word of God. He said, by your traditions you have made the word of God of none effect. See? Now, what's that fourth kind of law? The fourth kind of law is the royal law of the king. Royal law is a New Testament term. It's a New Testament term. Royal law. The law of the king. God is love. It is the royal law of love, life, and liberty. If you love somebody, you won't kill them. Will you? I mean, it's pretty inconsistent to say you love somebody and then kill them, right? If you love somebody, you won't lie to them. You won't even allow them to live a lie in your presence. You will try to give them the truth that they need to be set free from the bondage of the lies they've received and believed. You will try with all your might. Because it doesn't make any difference what the bondage is, and there's bondage in every form of lies, certainly religious lies and religious deception and religious departures from what God has clearly said. You won't allow them not to have had opportunity to hear what the truth is, so they might be set free. It doesn't make any difference what the bondage is. Only one way to be set free. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And if the Son, who is the truth personified, will set you free, you'll be free indeed. But these are the main reasons that you run into people who say you can't understand or know or believe the Bible. They might have even claimed to be a Christian at one time, and they are used to be Christians or once upon a time Christians, when in fact they never really were. The just shall live by his faith. We got to have faith. That's what we need, faith. Faith honors God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. What is faith? Faith is belief plus the Holy Ghost. You need to be born again. You got to quit thinking you're so smart in your own selfish, dumb ways of hell. Oh, I have good ways. I do good things. Yeah. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. If you think you can do more good than bad and not end up in hell, you have been deceived. And somebody should love you enough to tell you, you have been deceived. You got to go because you don't like the truth, that's all. You could stay and hear this truth, Jane, New Age girl. You could stay and hear this truth. But you don't like the truth, do you? You never got a hold of one of those KJV Holy Bibles and find out for yourself by reading with your own eyes what God actually said. And if you did read from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 straight through, you would know this book is different than any other book I've ever tried to read. The rational mind cannot help but conclude this book was written outside of linear time, and only God can do that. 40 different men, spanning 2 millennia, with a consistent message. Consistent. All right, that's what I think. Let me know what y'all think. Praise God.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? From the cross, were you there when they took him from the cross? When they took him from the cross. there when the stone was rolled away? Were you there when the stone was rolled away?
Johnny Cash and his wife June singing one of my favorite gospel songs. I think they did a really outstanding job on that. I wanted to go over a couple of things that need to mention frequently. First of all is regarding email. Some checks we've made show that over 60% of emails that people send at various times never get to us. And I want you to know that. Still, the volume of email coming in, if I were to read and respond to all the email that comes in, I couldn't do it in 24/7. So essentially, I don't do email. And if something is important to you, send it. Hit the resend button two or three times. And if you don't get a reply, resend it again. Resend it again. Eventually, I'll see it. And when I see it, because you've resent and resent and resent, I'll know it's important to you to have an answer, and I'll try and get you an answer. Essentially, I just can't do email. It's not reliable, and there's no time available for it. Now, today, we are following the Bible schedule, the Bible reading schedule, the daily Bible reading schedule that's on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website. I want you to know that even though I don't do email, I am available every day. You can download the Pal Talk program, PALTALK.com. Download and install that program. It's free. It's a good program. We've found it to be the most reliable of the chat programs in 13 years of using it. Nothing's perfect, but that's good. And I'm available to talk with you all every day as we go through for 2 hours the scriptures that are on the daily Bible reading schedule. In the GJIGT, Great Joy and Great Tribulation Pal Talk Room, which is found in the Christianity subsection of the Religion and Spirituality section of all the various Pal Talk Rooms. Look under Religion and Spirituality section, and in the subsection of Christianity is where you'll find the Great Joy and Great Tribulation Room. We love questions, and questions are wonderful. When you come into this room, you're going to be with other saints, people who love and regard the Word of God, people who know that the KJV is a fulfillment of a great and precious promise of God to provide an every single word perfect Holy Bible, thus giving us a final authority, a standard. And we study the KJV, and we allow only the KJV. And we get some disruptors, and I don't put up with them. So that's kind of shocking the way we handle some people that come in and try and disrupt the little Satanists, the perverts. And we've got a lot of people that really do not like what we do. But we're there from midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern time, Eastern U.S. time, from midnight to 2 a.m. every day. And then on the Sabbath, the Lord's Sabbath, not the Pope's Sabbath, on the Lord's Sabbath, Saturday, we're there pretty much all day. From Friday night to Saturday night, we try and keep that room open 24/7. So if you have something you'd like to talk over with me, yeah, there may be other saints there, but you'll be among family. So we should be able to discuss anything. And if necessary, we can set up a private room and handle a private issue. That's what you need. When you come into the room, we do not allow private messages.
We put everything on the board. Leave nothing under the table, everything in the light, nothing in the dark, okay? So I just want you to know that. If anybody tries to PM you, make you a private message, why, you let us know. Let the people in the room know, and we'll take care of it.
One last thing that we have to talk about is the sign-up for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation updates. We don't overload your inbox. Normally, we just have one per week, sometimes two, maybe three. We do not jam your inbox. Everybody must sign up for themselves. You must. I have an agreement with the ISP that we will not add anyone to the list. Everybody has to add themselves. You just put your email in and click the subscribe button. Now, some people have found they had to do it 3, 4, 5 times before they started getting the updates. And if ever you find that you don't get an update within a week or 10 days, go sign up again. You'll always only get one copy, and it doesn't hurt to sign up again. Just go to the main website in that box that is black with white writing near the top. Enter your email and click subscribe. You may have to do it several times, but if you ever stop receiving the updates, go and sign up again. We had over 2,000 knocked off on just one day. So if you ever do notice you're not getting the updates, go to the main webpage, www.moresureword.com. Find that black box with the white writing. Enter your email, and you may have to do it 3 or 4 times, but eventually you'll start getting the updates. And we try and keep those to a minimum. We try and make them faith-building. And faith is the victory that overcomes your fears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua.